So everybody's excited about the upscroll. So TikTok is completely state media run by Israel or Zionists. And so there's this new thing by these Palestine, this guy who lives in Australia, but he's Palestinian. And he quit his job working for big tech because he felt like he was contributing to the evil, because all big tech is involved in the genocide in Gaza. They're all, you know, from Microsoft to Apple to Google. They're all involved, right? Doesn't matter. So this is the guy. Listen to the founder. This is the founder of Upscrolled. He's going to talk about why he created this. So here you go.
Out there, then we're not going to be able to make it too far. I mean, it's great to go out in the street and protest. It's great to gather and talk and share and all that. But if we don't become independent, digitally speaking, with platforms, with products, and then help one another to grow these platforms, we will not be able to get far. And the reason for this, all these big tech, all these politicians talk money, they talk power, talk about control. And we're helping them by using these other platforms. We're profiting them. We're generating money for them. We're making them more powerful every day.
He's saying, so whenever we use Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, we're helping the powerful. That's what he's saying.
That we're by using or scrolling on TikTok or Instagram. I said, let's create the platform. So I dedicated myself building the platform last year. We've launched Upscroll about a couple of months ago. To those who doesn't know Upscroll, it's a social media platform similar to Instagram, similar to X, and very soon similar to TikTok. Tens and tens of thousands joining the platform monthly. I've been surprised, to be honest with you, when we launched the platform the second day, we're starting to see hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, 20, 30. We know people are looking for an alternative. They're sick and tired of being shadow banned. They understand the pain of posting and not having their content or voice being reached on other platforms. So this is basically what Upscrolled is.
So there it is. Upscrolled is for people who are sick and tired of having the establishment control your speech. That's according to the guy who's developing it. But this guy who worked on it, Paul Bigger, watch your mouth. he's the founder of Tech for Palestine, and I guess he worked on this. And he tweeted out, "Look, it's the top. This new app." Upscrolled was the number one top of the charts of an app being so everybody is hungering for a platform to give us free speech. That's what this is all about. Upscrolled, right? They're not going to shadow ban you. They're not going to what? Well, let's listen.
So one of the differences between Upscrolled and between the big tech platforms like Meta and TikTok is that the big tech platforms are really there to protect the powerful from you seeing what goes on in the world. So they'll shut down videos about ICE coming into your communities or about Israel's genocide in Gaza. Upscroll allows you to show what you see.
Well, that's great. Everybody's on board for that. I'm on board for that. Got Kurtz on board for that. I'm sure everybody's on board for Upscroll allowing us to show whatever we see. Okay, here we go.
You know, we can show what's going on in the world. We don't do shadow bans and we don't limit political speech. Shadow bans are what big tech does to hide people who are talking.
So they don't do shadow bans? They don't do censorship. Isn't that nice?
About uncomfortable political situations. They just put you in the corner talking to yourself and your friends of the same topic, and they just limit your reach so that other people can't see what you say.
So That's what all the platforms do. They shadow ban you. They put you in a corner, so it limits your reach. Freedom of speech, not freedom of reach. Okay. Oh. Okay, here we go. But wait, hang on to your...
But at the same time, Meta and X are actually really bad for users. They build platforms that are designed to keep you engaged and addicted, and then they don't limit the harms that come from the information on their systems.
Wait, so it sounds like he's starting to say another thing here, Kurt. It sounds like he started out saying the bad thing about all those Facebooks, Instagrams, TikTok is they shadow ban you and they limit your reach and they don't let you get your word out and they censor you. But now he's saying that they also, the bad thing about them is that they don't protect you from other people's speech. That's what I let me back it up. And I'm pretty sure they don't limit the harms.
And then they don't limit the harms that come from the information on their systems.
Then they don't limit the harms that come from the information on their systems. I'm starting to get my palms are starting to sweat a little that this might not be what it's made out to be. Let's listen a little bit more.
That's how Meta enabled the Rohingya genocide in Myanmar, and that's how X turned into a vitriol shithole.
So he's saying that Facebook enabled the genocide. He said Meta. That's how Meta enabled the Rohingya genocide in Myanmar.
In Myanmar, and that's how X turned into a vitriolic shithole.
He's saying because they're not protecting people from the harm of speech. But I thought the whole point of this was free speech and that everybody's a grown-up and everybody gets to decide what speech they want to listen to and what they don't want to listen to. And when you censor someone, you're also censoring my ability to hear that person. Not only are you censoring their ability to speak, you're censoring my ability to hear them. So you're doing two bads at once. And it seems he's saying that Meta did not do enough censoring. That's what he's saying. They're just, in other words, Meta should have did more censoring because they didn't do enough censoring. They enabled a genocide in Myanmar. Really? Okay. So he seems to be saying two totally different things. Let's keep going.
Upscrolled protects users.
Upscrolled, it protects a user.
So you could have a good, authentic experience without harm.
So they're going to protect you. They're going to be like your dad. If your dad was controlling your social media, you're like, nope, you can't look at that. You can look at this. And who's going to decide? Somebody at Upscroll will decide what's going to be harmful to you and what's not. They're going to, somehow they're tough enough. Their censors or their media people over at Upscrolled, they have the mental toughness to read all the bad stuff and it doesn't affect them, but they know you're weak and so it will affect you. So they're going to censor it from you. They're going to protect you from harm. So because they have the mental toughness to read everything, but you don't. You're a weakling. And so they have to protect you from ideas because it might hurt your brain. That's what he's saying right now. Upscrolled is going to protect their users, a.k.a. censor people. We're going to censor other people. That's how you protect users. Okay, here we go.
Means that we don't allow certain things on the platform. We don't allow you to spread disinformation.
We don't allow you to spread disinformation. Huh? According to who? You know, I'm sure that was the same guy who was saying, if you said ivermectin was a human medicine, he would have said that was disinformation. If you would have said that the vaccine didn't stop transmission or contraction, he would have said that was if you would have said the virus was created in a lab and not in a wet, he would have said that. If you would have said masks don't work, he would have said that.
Climate change is fake and a scam.
You don't get to debate climate change because that's misinformation. You don't get to debate anything. If they say it's disinformation, what? So what in the hell makes you different? So, well, let's keep going.
Bully to harass or have...
You don't get to bully, harass, or have hate speech. Let me tell you something.
I hate that.
Hate speech is speech. And the fact that you hate it is why it needs protection. You don't need protection for speech that everybody likes. You need protection for speech that some people hate. And if you hate that speech, that's why you have the First Amendment. Okay, here we go.
Hate speech. We also don't allow explicit nudity or copyright infringement. Now, Upscrolled is barely 6 months old, and until recently, it had a part-time moderator. And then we blew up. So obviously, we're beefing that up. The other thing
we're beefing up our moderation, meaning we're beefing up our censorship.
Oh, good. I can't wait for these blob Reddit nerds that from Ireland. God knows what that's going to be.
Here we go.
A trust and safety board. A trust and safety board.
They're building a trust and safety board. Again, I already have one. It's called the Constitution of the United States. It's called the First Amendment. And if someone breaks the First Amendment, I don't need a social media platform to go in and police them because we have actual police. We have police and sheriffs. We have attorney generals. We have district attorneys. We have all kinds of law enforcement. And if someone goes in there and does something illegal with their speech, they're going to handle it. Here we go.
Thing that big tech used to have. Meta had a trust and safety board that it never really listened to. And X actually shut down its trust and safety board when Elon Musk came in. Our Trust and Safety Board is going to be there to protect users. We're building it with civil rights experts, digital rights experts, and people with experts in harm to marginalized communities.
We already have experts that already wrote the rules and regulations. It's called the Founding Fathers of America, and it's called the First Amendment. We already have the rules. We already have the guardrails. We already have everything. You don't have to invent new rules. We already have these rules, which have served us very well for 200 years. They've served us very. You don't need to do this. I don't get this. Here we go.
The Trust and Safety Board will have real power at Upscrolled, enabling it to create policies and dictate how those policies are actually enforced.
So what he's basically saying, the people at Twitter don't censor enough. The people at Meta don't censor enough. This is what he's saying.
They didn't listen to their moderators.
They didn't listen to their censors. They didn't listen to their censorship board. That's what he said.
The CIA. No, they did listen to him, actually. Actually, that punk Zuckerberg pathetically blathered about it to Rogan when he went on.
Yeah, he admitted.
They told us we had to hide the Hunter Biden and the boo-boo-boo vaccine.
I don't know what the hell's going on with this Upscrolled, but this seems like the exact... we're all free speech, except we're going to be more censorious than Twitter and Meta. That's what he's saying. We're going to protect you from harm, which is the all. That's what every dictator says.
Marginalized people. That's the bulk of the civil of everyone.
Yes.
Dickhead. It's not like who the Irish citizens of Ireland. What do you mean marginalized? That's not good. As soon as they throw that language out there.
To protect users. Upscrolled protects people on its platform from harms. But at the same time, it allows you to speak up about what the powerful are doing, what the government are doing, and what the things that other big tech platforms suppress.
I have a feeling that's not true.
Get ready for gender bullshit to be alive and well on here like it's Blue Sky. Get ready.
I tweeted out, I'm glad you're allowing Israel criticism, but then applying your own politics to decide what speech is not acceptable and censoring that speech is the opposite side of the same authoritarian coin as TikTok. Mm. Hard to fathom you don't understand this. Why is it so hard for social media platforms to follow the First Amendment? Why is that?
Well, he's a stinking foreigner, so he don't respect it, much like Canada don't respect. It's an American thing. So he's not interested in protecting your First Amendment rights. They don't like that around the world, especially a dickhead that talks like that. So, yeah, it's blue. So there you go. There you go.
So here's what people are saying about it on Twitter. Now, underneath his post, it's officially Blue Sky now. Sam Parker says, I've been on Upscrolled for 3 days now. Been great so far, but I don't need you or anyone else telling me what I can and can't say. The community will decide if they like what I have to say or not. Your censorship plans are a load of tosh. We're not going back. I don't know why he's got to bring in Daniel Tosh to this, but he did.
It's a big load of tosh. Well, why don't you just stop bots? How about this? You put all your... Don't worry about protecting me from ideas. Get all the fake actors and all the Malaysians pretending to be from here to say political shit. Get rid of all that shit that the other ones do, and I guarantee you it'll clear up the harm.
So they're busy trying to become the thing they're supposed to be in defiance of. They're only 6 months in. You hardly have your merch in place. And Autospell doesn't even know your name yet. And I think it's safe to assume, Kurt, that any social media platform is going to be compromised by the same ones who have grabbed up everything else. Do you seriously think that the establishment is not going to grab up everything? Of course they are. Every platform is owned by the establishment. And this one will be, too. The establishment has all the religions. They have all the political parties. They have all the news outlets. Why? Because those are the shortcuts to having followers. That's why. They're the ones who created the phrase social influencers. So here's more people. This is just right underneath that guy's post. I installed the app 2 days ago and I will uninstall it today. You're just another psyop pretending to support free speech. Yet in your own words, you'll be censoring users. GFY, you phony. Go F yourself. Censorship, way to blow up the app in less than a week, says Metropole K. You have pronouns in your bio? I don't think you realize how many people speak out on behalf of the Palestinian people that are not liberals. Many real conservatives are anti-genocide and condemn Zionism, but we will not be part of a platform where only liberal ideology is heard. guys, please read the room. I want Upscroll to succeed, but you're fumbling the PR. People are flooding to your platform to escape censorship. Don't lead with corporate talk about hate speech and disinformation. Obvious protections are in place. Just leave it at that. I'm with you. So, but here's what they should have called Upscroll. They should have called it uninstalled.
You know he's lying, but you know he is, because he should know about the real problems. Are bots, Five Eyes Intel agency spying on us? That's, remember the guy that got in trouble for not handing over, was it Telegram?
Yes.
So that's the real issue. Nothing with harm to marginalized people. Anybody using that phrase, please Omega yourself.
So unscrolled. So that, by the way, that guy's just a guy. So this guy is the founder of Tech for Palestine, who I guess is working on it. This guy's the inventor and I'm going to guess the CEO, founder of it. So this guy doesn't have as much power. And so I think when this video started to make the rounds, Upscroll then put this out. They said, over 1 million of you have joined this week because you're sick of billionaires and governments censoring our voices. We don't moderate viewpoints. We don't censor news. We don't pick sides. We're for everyone who wants real conversations without manipulation. That said, we can't be a zero moderation platform. What?
Okay, well, get the CP off like that X doesn't get off. I understand moderate. You can't have calls for violence and attacks. That's fine.
But that's already illegal, Kurt.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Why are you saying that?
So if someone does that, that's already illegal. We already have a district attorneys, state's attorneys. We have attorney general. We have police departments. We have sheriffs. We have all kinds of criminal justice apparatuses to take care of someone who's actually breaking the law on your platform and doing violence threats. We already have that. So I don't need some jagoff of some nerd from Techland to be my nanny and decide what. Anyway, so that said, we can't be zero moderation platform. We won't allow explicit calls for violence, and that's already illegal, for example. But we're not here to police or manipulate your opinions, views, or how you express yourself. No hidden algorithms, no secret suppression, no shadow agendas. That's what we're building. Bear with us as we iron out the detail. Well, that's not what the other guy said. The other guy said you're going to make it safe. The other guy said that Meta and TikTok and Twitter are not censoring enough and that we're going to make it safe and that we have a trusted safety board that we're really ramping up right now.
Yeah, maybe iron out that Irish intel mole that you let in your thing, because he's going to stab you in the back, brother. He already has by saying that stupid shit he said, which is really upsetting because I thought Upscroll really... I'm such a sucker.
Me too.
I really thought Upscroll, oh, there's someone else everybody can go on and it's not going to be like TikTok. No, of course, we're going to get the USA Bono politics of Euro globalists. Thank you, Irish scumbag with your pronouns and your thing.
So this is the guy who's the founder. He said, just stating the obvious here, official statements about Upscrolled will only come through me or our official channels. We do not necessarily endorse or agree with others, friends or foes. And most certainly no one speaks on our behalf whatsoever. So I think that was him like saying that this guy got out a little bit over his skis. I think that's what that was.
But he works for him. He's officially.
But he does. Yeah. So I think that was trying to do some damage control.
Mm-hmm.
So Suppressed News says Zionists are crying because when they try to set their location on Upscrolled for Israel, it then shows Palestine or it shows occupied Palestinian territories.
Mm-hmm.
It's showing you, it says Tel Aviv and then it flips it to occupied territories of Palestine. Tel Aviv district, occupied territories. That's hilarious. Ben Gurion Airport, occupied territory of Palestine. So that's fun. That's fun. Now, yeah. Kurt, you wanted me to play this, I'll play it.
It's time to limit the First Amendment in order to protect it. And quickly before it's too late.
What do you mean?
I mean that we need to control the platforms. All the social platforms, we need to stack rank the authenticity of every person that expresses themselves online and take control over what they are saying based on that ranking.
The government.
The government should.
So I played it. What did you want to say about that, Kurt?
Well, it sounds just like the Irish guy. We're going to keep harms and we're going to stop. We can't let it be unmoderated. We got to stop the First Amendment to protect the First Amendment. So I hope that guy, the Palestinian guy, I hope you're going to let that Irish intel mole straighten his ass out first. I hope you do that, buddy, because you're sunk. If that guy's agenda, that guy, and if that's what happens, where then they start doing the censorship again, and it's overtly boutique leftist identity politics censoring as it has been, then you know he works for this guy. Then you know they're doing they're the good cop, bad cop. And that's what all this stupid Zionist shit, the wokies, that's pushed by very rich corporations. So you'd welcome your conquerors when they said you don't have to pretend women have cocks anymore. You'd welcome your Zionist conqueror. That's what it was for. So you're not escaping if you don't get rid of that.
So it looks like Upscrolled should call themselves Shut Up Scrolled.
Yeah, really. I mean, honest to God, don't. I first of all, an accent telling me about what I can say is way out of line. That gets my American blood up, Jimmy. Yeah. Russell's my Jimmy's.
So they talk, when they talk about moderating opinions, they talk about just, they just want moderate opinions. And we all want to believe them. But there's no getting out of this. We're in a matrix.
They'd kill it if it was independent. They would kill it. Let's face it. There was already, remember Parler had to go?
Yeah.
So no one's going to let you have an indie social media app.
So that's the problem also. So the big problem with this is that if they actually do give free speech, any social platform that gives free speech is going to get discontinued from the Apple app things, the app store or the Google, whatever their apps place too. They won't be, if you're not censoring, you're not going to be allowed on those things. That's my guess. That's my guess. All right. Well, if you'd like to hear my jokes about this, come see me on February 20th in Lansing, Michigan, 21st in Milwaukee. And then we're going to be in Salt Lake City and Las Vegas in April. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets.